Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's going on, y'all? This is the Speakeasy, and yo, you can't be your face look crazy.
I didn't know where you was gonna start.
Yo, you on the video, my boy.
I didn't know where you was gonna start. Matter of fact, let me put a hat on.
Nah, you straight.
All right.
Embrace it.
Yeah, no. I thought you could see. I had a little breakout, man.
Can't see it.
All right, cool. Go ahead.
What's going on, y'all? Well, all right, now. What's going on, y'all? Happy New Year, first and foremost. This is the Speakeasy with your boy Devin and myself, Rudy Gay, and brought to you by the Believe Network. And first and foremost, we want to send our prayers out to Damar Hamlin, who had some scary. It's a scary time for him. You know, things happen on the field. You know, every game, but today was a little different. So we just want to send our prayers out to him. But
Bills organization, man, because I know that's tough.
Yeah. You know, that's tough. It's tough. You know, we've seen it before. Guys get injured, but you know, we just want to send an extra prayer out because this one looked a little different. So
Yeah.
Prayers to his family too. But on another note, we have a 71-point performance tonight.
By your former teammate.
I'd say he's starting to fit in well with his new team.
I think it's a perfect fit at this point. 71 points is crazy.
71 points in the manner he did it. What was it, 35 shots?
Yeah, efficient.
35 shots. He was 20 for 25.
Seven threes,
20 for 25 from the field. Man. Look, I've said this a long time ago. He's one of the most talented players I've been around. Probably could be possibly one of the most talented players ever played a game. But this league is just changing, man. It's changing. Like, you know, to look at the final score, because for somebody to have 70 points, you got to look at the score, right? That's the first thing you look at. The first thing I look at is how many assists he had and then how many points he scored. So I see the team score. I see they scored 146 points.
Correct.
The beginning of my career, Kobe had 60 on this. This was during the time. Remember, he on that road trip, he averaged like 60.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the rest of the team had like 90 points.
Did you get a couple of those buckets?
Of course I did. I mean, you don't get. I had 30 though.
You did.
I had 30.
How's that one of those games?
Yeah. But the way these kids, like the guys are playing now, it's like, yo, the game's so fast and to be as efficient as he is, it's insane to me. It's insane how the game is changing. I mean, you know, sooner or later, somebody's going to score 200 points. It's going to be.
I mean, each and every night, we got somebody going crazy. 71 points is a lot of points. And they said he only had 16 at half. So he did most of his work when it was critical out there.
Most of it. And the game did go into overtime. Not to take anything from the 71-point performance.
Still 71.
He went to work. He was going to work.
He was playing.
And they got the win and 8 assists. That's the crazy part about it.
Man, I think he had 11 boards too. So he was really – he almost had triple double. He almost had triple double.
Donovan, when he puts his mind to something, he gonna get it.
Yeah, he's – He has solidified himself as one of those guys.
hasn't already.
It's done. And yeah. I don't think the Jazz, you know, letting him go, he will turn into this.
What you mean turn into it? Like, he scored 50s and all that stuff.
Man, listen, this is another level. This is Kobe Wilt.
Yeah.
This is another level. 71 points.
It's a lot of points.
And a W.
And a dub. And a dub. And might have a game tomorrow. I got to check their schedule. If I was in my sit out, I'm like, nah, I'm cool.
Nah. Yeah, he's on a heater.
I don't know. You just say, no, just sit out the next game and say I had 35 points each game.
Nah, man. You got to see how that thing. Do that. He could follow it up with about 48 tomorrow, next game. Yeah. That'd be crazy.
That would be crazy, but you can't talk about scoring and being efficient without talking about Luka.
Yeah. You know, I was just about to say that because his week alone has been ridiculous.
He's at like, what, 250 points in three and five games?
Something like that.
That, my friend, is crazy.
That's Kobe-esque. That's Kobe.
Yes. It is.
And he's getting triple doubles.
We're looking at a whole new era of greats. You know, we've had eras, different eras, but these people are transcending the game. The game is, you know,
going evolving.
Evolving, and these people are spearheading this. So I hate to be compared. Like Kobe was Kobe in that era. He did what he did, but. These guys are doing something different in a different era, which I don't think can be compared because you can't. I would never take anything away from the guys from before, but it's different. Not saying anybody's better. It's just, you know, they're doing different things in different eras. That's all.
Yeah, that's true.
All of people are individually great. What else you got, my boy?
I still want to talk about Luka for a second.
All right, well, go ahead.
As a guy who's out there with him. You know, you're playing against him. When he gets it going like that, why can't y'all stop him from getting to that sidestep three? Because that's what he goes to.
Because he's shooting it at the distance of a marksman.
Okay.
He must have the eyes of an eagle or something like that, man. Some people can't even see from that far.
I can't. From there. I know I can't.
Nah, I mean, the thing about it is he's been a pro for a long time. I'm not saying this is the ingredients to be Luka,
right.
But he's been battle tested at a young age, and now he's up here. He's playing at his own pace, which he's learned how to do at such a young age.
So slow.
And he's effective.
It's like a change of pace. It's like
he's also about 6'8".
True. Okay. All right.
Okay. He's also about 6'8". So like, yo, we have one of those. We have one of those on our team who is Lowry. Sometimes you don't think you can get there, but you're like, oh. He's 7'1".
Yep, he's an all-star, by the way. He's an all-star.
I believe he should be an all-star, by the way. I think he should represent Utah this year in Utah. I think, actually, he's one of the most efficient scorers in the game. We don't really ISO him. He just gets it in the floor of the offense, which is hard to do nowadays and score at a clip that he does. So he's having a hell of a year. This is somebody I go and shoot with every day and talk to. I'm not taking any of the credit for it, but, you know, this is somebody I'm around every day and talk to. So, you know, I'm pulling for him. And he's a great person. So you want to see good people win.
Perfect.
I always want to see it.
All right. Speaking of winning, you know, the Nets, they're 12 straight now.
Yeah.
Are they looking like the best team in the league? Have they figured it out?
You know what? This is a hard year to say which team is the best team in the league. I don't know if there is a clear cut best team. I think there's teams that are playing well, which is Brooklyn is one of them. But I don't think it's a clear cut best. I think it's a lot of, like you said, the game is changing. These guys are transcending from, you know, where we were, you know, just 2 years ago, and now look at the league.
Yeah.
You know, look how much it's changed in 2 years.
Could have been a pandemic that changed things.
Pandemic brought the best out of people, I guess. You know, at least that's what they say. But it's just insane, man. Like you have so many teams, so many good teams. You could tell, like, because it's very competitive. We all just beating up on each other on the East and the West.
Yeah.
Nobody really seems unbeatable. Even the defending champs, like, they're not healthy. So, you know, that health plays a lot into it. plays a lot into to winning a championship and playing, you know, late in the year. So it's a lot of things that go into it, but I don't think there's one clear cut.
I don't think it is either, but I think the Nets have figured something out, like defensively and effort, that's helping them get their thing right. Like you,
no, I think y'all just figured out they got Kyrie and KD on the team. Like
I get that, but they always had them. Like it just something else clicked.
Now it's just basketball, and they got two of the greatest players in the game on one team. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard for me to sit and say they're gonna be bad. I never thought they were gonna be bad. You know?
Yeah, I never thought they were gonna be bad too. But yeah. But they you know, they had a rough start. They have rocky. It's just rocky over there sometimes. But they get it together.
At this time last year, the Boston Celtics were under 500.
You're right.
So right now it means absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. Yeah. You know what?
I mean, it means a lot.
The season is right after Christmas. You know, the NBA season starts to get – that's when you figure out who's going
to
be.
You work out the kinks. That's when, you know, the old guys start to get a rhythm. That's when the young guys start to learn a little bit more. I mean, it's just a lot. You know, new teammates start to – you know, you start to learn your teammates. Right now it's like, yo, what else do we have? There's no reason for you to be a bad team but be a bad team. So at this point, people start to figure it out.
All right. Okay. Cool. Now, we talking about winning, but we're going to talk about somebody who just ended a streak, your UConn Huskies.
You want to do that?
Yes. They were number two. You know, they took a tough loss at Xavier, but
it just wasn't right, man. I didn't wake up feeling good. I'll just be honest with you. I didn't have a good feeling that day. Could have been me. I don't know.
I think it was you.
My boys, man. My boys. But know what? It was a hard-fought game.
It was.
Coach Hurley had a questionable technical at the end of the game. But, you know, I think it was just emotional. Like, of course, he's emotional. He goes out there, he gives it his all. And, you know, he's tough. He's a tough coach. And he expects a lot, not just from his players, but also also the referees. He holds them to a higher standard. So, you know, it was learning. I guess it was learning experience for him too. I mean, they're like,
I guess, but I can't say this. You know, I'm a University of Memphis alum. I'm gonna get that in there.
I don't understand what that has to do with it, but okay.
I just wanted to say that Tigers.
All right. I'm black.
But I will say this. I
want to say that too. Something that means nothing.
But
it's a fact.
I will say this. It's good to see UConn back. You know, college basketball needs the UConn Huskies.
We do. We need to come. I mean,
that Big East feel is missing.
It was missing for a little while. I mean, we left our division. What is it?
It's our conference.
Our conference. Well, we back in the Big East, and you know, and I'll be honest with you, even kind of felt weird playing against Xavier.
Yeah, it did.
It was weird, and that's a conference game.
It's weird.
You know what I'm saying? I missed those rivalry games. It was like every night was a rivalry. But, you know, before that, we did beat Villanova, which Kyle, you know, holler at me.
Kyle, you know. Come to speak easy, Kyle.
Eric Pascal, you know what I mean? Who else? Everybody I know from Villanova, holler at me. You know what I'm saying?
See, we need those rivalries again. Speaking of, now let's jump into, you know, big rivalries in college football. But the last four games were played, and we were just talking about how my man missed that kick wide left.
Yeah. So that was one of Ohio State
kicker.
Yeah, I know who they played against.
Who they played? They played.
It wasn't Georgia, was it?
No, it wasn't Georgia. Georgia played TCU in the championship. They played against.
How am I drawing
blank? No, they did play Georgia. Yeah,
I told you.
Yeah, my bad. I apologize.
Yeah, Georgia won.
Listen, I know one thing. Ohio State did everything to win that game. And that kick was crazy.
I'm going to be honest with you. Leading up to that kick, I didn't think there was, like, they were passing the ball way too much. They were flirting with the devil way too much, man. If you watch that last possession, those last possessions, mm-hmm. bro, they already had field goal range. I guess now we understand why, because they didn't believe in their kicker like that. Maybe.
True.
After what we saw. But – you know, after they were already past the 50, they still passed and they weren't running, you know what I mean? And to you know, at that point, you're trying to get field position and you're trying to kick a field goal, right?
I'm
just asking, is that not the truth?
That is the truth. But Ohio State, you know, they're They're high octane offense. They spread it. They like to throw that thing. And Georgia knocked out their best receiver.
So why you throw the ball? Run it.
Maybe, but Georgia's a tough defense. You know that run is.
You already in field goal range.
I get it. But as you can see, the kicker.
No. I don't know what was on. Look, man, look. I'm a professional athlete too. Well, they're not. Well, might as well be with NIL. I don't know what you call them now. Are they even, close? Are they professional athletes? You getting paid to play?
They're close. They're not professionals, but they're close.
Anyway, everybody has a bad night. You know what I mean? Singers have bad nights. I hope doctors don't have bad nights, but you know, a lot of people have bad nights. But you know, for something you've been practicing and been doing all year.
That's all you do.
It shouldn't have been that far off.
That's all you do.
That was embarrassing.
I could have kicked it better than that, and I can't kick a lick.
Yo, and I was hoping somebody got a hand on it or something, but
nothing.
If he slipped, but it was nothing.
He just pulled it.
Yeah. I mean, nerves. That was probably the biggest kick of his career or his life.
Of his life.
I don't think he's probably not going to be a kicker anymore.
Yeah, listen. I feel bad for the kid, but it was like horrible.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was horrible.
It was bad. It was bad. But hey, you know, wish the best for him.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. But hey, let's continue about something else that's horrible. Switch the subject. Let's lighten up the mood. The Rolling Stone 200 top singer list.
Don't talk to
is
me.
Awful.
Don't talk to me about that.
It's horrible.
Where they got my man at?
Who's on the panel? Man. First of all, they got Michael Jackson at 86.
Okay.
Marvin Gaye isn't in the top 10.
Stupid.
Luther Vandross isn't in the top 20.
Stupid.
And I could go on. We need a recount immediately.
What are we talking about here, man? And we're not being biased because it's soul music. It's just even Dolly Parton, I feel like, should be higher than what she is.
Celine Dion didn't even make the top 200.
How does Celine Dion has a residency in Vegas for as long as she ever wanted to not make the top 200?
She sung the lead song for the Titanic. We all love that song.
That Dolly Parton wrote.
No, that's Bodyguard. She wrote the one for Whitney. Sure? Yeah, I'm positive.
Yeah, in my head, I'm thinking a different song. I don't know what's going on.
I'm talking about My Heart Will Go On. You're talking about I'll Always Love You. Yeah.
I mean, either way.
But they're two of the biggest songs ever. Vocally.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You know, everybody, that's a thing. Opinion, that's literally opinionated. It can't go off of numbers or whatever, because obviously Michael Jackson would be number one.
Best singers, vocalists?
Yeah. If we're going off numbers and all that
stuff. Oh, yeah, if you're going off numbers, he's number one for sure.
He'd be number one. So I don't understand what they're going off of. I don't know. These people may be more, may went to school for this shit, but I don't know. But at the end of the day, my ears do not hear what they hear.
Yeah.
Give me some other names. You got it on you?
I got the list on me. Hold on. I got it right here. I got it pulled up.
I'm right here with you.
Aaliyah's at 40.
God bless her, man. But you know, I don't think 40 is where she should be. God bless the dead.
They got Kurt Cobain at 36. I think that's a little high for Kurt.
That's very high. Rest in peace. Wow.
As a singer? Now, as an artist, I can get it, but as a singer?
Yeah, they didn't, but you know, devil's in the details. You didn't say that. You said singer, and I don't think he's that singer at that number. You got Amy Winehouse at 83. What do you think about that?
Amy Winehouse at 83?
Yeah.
I think that might fit. That's about right. All right.
Johnny Cash, 85. That surprised me. Johnny Cash.
That's about right. I think Paul McCartney's too high. He's at 26.
Nah, yeah. Michael Jackson at 86.
Paul McCartney knows that Michael Jackson sings better than him. And they don't even like each other. They didn't like each other at one point.
Who?
Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson.
Is it because he bought the Beatles?
Yep.
They made songs together. What are you talking about? They didn't like each other.
It was after they made songs together.
They had a beef then. They were beefing. That's what you mean.
Mary J. Blige at 25. I think that's a little high.
That's a little high. And, you know, Baltimore love Mary J. Mary J.
They do. A lot of heartbreak here.
Yeah.
Smokey is at 23. I think that's a little high for Smokey.
That's a lot of high.
Where's David Ruffin? David Ruffin is under.
I think he's in the top 100, though.
He's in the top 100. He should be in the top 25.
Diana Ross is 87.
That's about right.
All right, let's stop being biased. Let's see who, she, you know, our soul brothers, we put it up. He just mad about that. Selena was at 89. Was Selena actually, Selena.
That's you remember right.
You 89?
Yeah.
But I mean, that I thought she brought more presence than anything. It wasn't really just her voice.
But she can sing, though.
I didn't say she couldn't sing. She's on the list. I think she should be on the list.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like James Brown. I wouldn't put him in the top 10, but you know what I'm saying? Top 10 performers for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Top 10 artists for sure. Voices, no.
No, not at all.
Anita Baker is 92. I know a lot of people in Baltimore will be mad about that too.
I'm mad about it. She needs to be higher.
Yeah. Toots Hibbert is 94. You know what that is?
No.
Me neither, so it doesn't even matter.
I think I seen Kelly Clarkson at 194. She needs to be higher.
Kelly Clarkson?
Yes. She can sing. What? She can sing.
I just asked a question.
What are you saying?
I just asked a question. Bob Marley at 98.
Okay. Sound about right.
Elton John, 100.
He could be higher.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra at 19. I think that's good.
Yeah.
Hit the pipes.
What are you saying? Frank Sinatra, the man. What you talking about? Who else?
Elvis is 17. No.
Tell me what you think about that.
No. No, no, no. Well, he's top 30.
Voices.
He can be in the top 30.
Why would you?
There's people that say Michael Jackson sings better than him.
For sure.
Who else? It's a couple people we just named sing better than Elvis.
Being a singer means you got to be able to move your voice around and stuff.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? He didn't do that.
You got to have range. Freddie Mercury he's at 14. That's a good spot. He could be a higher a little bit.
Yeah. Chris Stapleton at 170.
That's your man.
I love me some Chris Stapleton.
That's your man.
But I think that's about right. He don't have enough music out there.
He got enough music, yeah. He don't got enough.
Yeah, what we got? What's some people that people would know that, you know?
Some new people. Listen, I might get a little slack for this. Beyonce is at 8. She's top 10, but there's some people that's above her that's not in the top 10.
All right, who?
I don't know yet, but it need to be reworked.
I said earlier, I said that. Curtis Mayfield, 38. You said Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
David Bowie is at 32.
Let's dance.
Put on your dancing shoes.
No.
You don't like that?
He top 40.
Luther is 31. There's no way he should be 31.
There's no way.
There's absolutely no way Luther Vandross should be in 31. We talking about voices here.
I'm talking about voices.
Yeah. Like I said, Dolly Parton should be high. She's 27.
Yeah, she should be high for sure.
Yeah.
They got one thing. It's just,
what?
They got one thing right. They got the voice at number 2. Yeah. Whitney Houston. They got that right.
Yeah. Yeah.
She could be number 1.
Adele, 22.
Adele can go.
Yes, she can.
You know what? She might not have enough music, but has anybody seen, is Tori Kelly on this list?
No, she can sing.
She can sing.
She's a singer.
She's a singer.
Got Celia Cruz at 18.
I mean,
I shouldn't have said it like that, should I?
I don't even know who that is.
I don't know who it is. I know who Celia Cruz. Damn. Celia Cruz. Celia Cruz can sing.
She can sing. She's
Afro-Cuban, bro.
From
Prince
from,
at 16.
Nope. And I love Prince. But he should be
Mercury
like
at 14.
Freddie Mercury can sing better than Prince.
He's 14.
Oh, and Prince.
Freddie 16. Mercury can sing better than Little Richard.
Yes.
And Little Richard's 11. Rest in peace.
Yeah. That's not. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now we just Stevie Wonder at 7. I love him. I love him to death. I love his music. I don't think he's the 7th best singer. I think he's one. He's probably top 10 artists of all time.
Exactly.
Songwriter, music composer, all that stuff. But I'm a 7th singer. Yeah. Let him live. That's my boy, Stevie.
That's your boy, but I don't got him at 7 as singer, but.
No, I think Luther can sing is a better singer. I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Luther should be in the top 5.
Yeah, but what Stevie Wonder brings, he brings to the table more than Luther does.
Luther and Marvin Gaye should be in the top 5.
Which Marvin? Early Marvin or later Marvin?
All of them.
You know which Marvin is.
Ain't No Mountain High Enough and What's Going On. You know then the top 5. Huh?
You know what we talking about, later Marvin. Later, he was slurring his words a little bit.
Well, they sound good, slurring.
They did. Yeah, but you know, Rolling Stones, man, holler at us, man.
Get us on the committee.
Get us on the committee, because you know what? Y'all need help, apparently. Somebody in there getting paid by somebody.
And they're not making good choices.
No, they ain't making good choices at all. And I think, you know, from the people on, you know, well, the Twitter, from what people are saying on Twitter and all platforms, people agree with us that
yes.
this is not right.
Now, we're speaking about Twitter. This topic had Twitter ablaze for weeks. Tory Lanez, Megan Thee Stallion. Tory got the guilty verdict. I'm tired of talking about it. I'm tired of hearing about it.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to talk about it. So let me tell you about what I'm tired of.
All right.
This is what's wrong with America. We saw it with R. Kelly. You saw it with many people before. Because you like this person's music does not make this person okay to do whatever he wants.
At all.
If he shot that girl for no reason, if he shot the girl, period, he should be where he is right now. I don't want to hear no Tory Lanez, man. Free Tory Lanez, free this. No.
No.
No. No.
No.
No. We had a group chat. What did I say in the group chat?
What did you say?
Stupid games, you get stupid prizes.
Yes, exactly. He had no business in that predicament. Like,
you know what? He might have been protecting himself because they could take him.
They sure can, because she's way bigger than him. Huge. She's towering over him.
See, if he would have went self-defense now, maybe he'd be out right now.
Exactly.
But hey. Yeah, listen. I mean, all these people doing the trial talking about this and that. Man, we heard a phone call that man talking about what he did,
apologizing. But why does it even get to that? You're in a car with two women that you obviously slept with. Why are you pulling a gun on them? Period.
Why is he pulling a gun out anyway? Why does he have a gun? Why is he a person? Why
doesn't he have security? That's security for.
Why, like, yeah, exactly. Why do you get to a point of success where you have to pull a gun on somebody? I understand you being by yourself and driving somewhere just for personal protection, but
right,
you know, people that will just pull a gun out on women shouldn't have guns at all.
Yeah, and the topic is just so overblown. It's like, what did you expect to have?
People, don't let this blind you from whatever's going on in life, man. Let's figure. Let this look. The verdict is in. Let's leave.
The verdict is in.
Now, look, you live your life and stop worrying about whether Tory Lanez did it or not.
Yep, the verdict's in. We're going to see if he gets sentenced. What are you going to do? Because technically, I think he didn't get sentenced to say that he shot her.
What? See, that's the loophole stuff. I don't know.
Like, yeah, look. Technically, it's not saying that, like, what he got, the guilty verdict isn't that he shot her, but let's see what happens. Maybe I get deported. But if you play those games, you're going to get the consequences.
You got a lot of Jordans back there. You get the new Jordan 2s?
I didn't get the Jordan 2s. As you can see, the older ones are right there. See,
I say that because of this. Like, I've been out of the shoe game. Well, I'm never out of the shoe game, but knowing when shoes drop, I'm out of it.
Yeah, I have no clue either. I'm out of it.
And I mean, luckily, thank God, I've had enough, you know, contracts to wear. I didn't have to, but
right.
I'm out of knowing it. But my son is dragging me right back in the game, man, because apparently if you don't get them when they come out, you're going to spend $1,000 on these shoes. My son has big feet.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Listen to me. The shoes are worth what Nike puts on the price tag. They're tennis shoes. They're meant to be worn. I'm out of the sneaker game because it's just people don't even buy sneakers to wear them. They buy them for the purpose of making a buck off the people who want to wear the tennis shoes.
Which is not many.
Not many.
Not many anymore.
These shoes were made to play basketball in. I understand they're a fashionable thing now, but most of the people now in the sneaker game haven't seen Michael Jordan play a game. They just think he's a meme.
I wouldn't say meme.
He's a meme. Go ask your son. Go ask your son. Your son might know, but go ask another kid. Oh, that's the guy with the crying face meme. My dad said he was really good at basketball.
I'm not even saying that because I gotta prove to my teammates that he was like.
Exactly.
So.
Most of your teammates don't know about Michael Jordan's game.
No, they don't.
But they want to wear shoes.
No, they don't. Another thing about getting shoes is when you get to our age and you have kids, you realize that Christmas is a hassle, man. It's a hassle. And you know what? You know, it's supposed to be. You know what? The thing about it is I run around here trying to get all these little exotic little gifts that, you know, I mean, these kids ask for. They don't ask for regular stuff. Mm-mm. My kids wanted Chicago Jordan ones. We just talked about how expensive. My son wears a size 10, and man, he's a little kid, but he wears a 10.
He can wear one of these.
Yeah, he can wear any of them. I should have hit you, but he wants Chicago ones. What kid wants Chicago ones? Let me tell you why he wants Chicago ones. Because Spider-Man wore them.
Hey.
They know what they're doing, man.
Can you blame
them?
They know what they're doing.
They know exactly what they're doing.
Keep it going.
Keep it going. But I'm running around here, and then some jolly fat guy gets the credit for it.
Playing Santa is tough on you.
Yeah, it's tough on a brother, man. I ain't going to lie. They go all that. Santa got me this. I'm sitting there like, nah, you had me running around in Detroit looking for them damn shoes, boy.
I had to go get these things.
Right. No, I have a job, too. Don't get me wrong. I'm traveling. But I'm searching on my off day, trying to figure out where I can get some shoes.
Hey, man.
It's insane, bro.
That's the joy of having children.
That's not the joy of having children, though. That's not the joy. All right, y'all. That was the first episode of 2023. I hope everybody, whoever made their New Year's resolutions, y'all stick to it. But this is a Speakeasy brought to you by Believe Network. And I'm here, Rudy Gay, at Rudy Gay on Instagram and all platforms with my boy.
Devin, at D_Fergo on all platforms.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.